Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on behalf of the Sri Lanka delegation, it is my pleasure to congratulate you, Ambassador Ray, and the delegation of India on assuming the first presidency of the Conference on Disarmament for the year 2024. Sri Lanka aligns itself with the statement made by Vietnam on behalf of the G21 at the first plenary of the CD. Sri Lanka emphasizes the important role of the Conference on Disarmament as a single multilateral disarmament negotiating forum. We further underscore the importance of this forum progressing in its substantive work and reaching agreement on a balanced and comprehensive program of work that addresses the key issues of current disarmament agenda. We strongly believe that the members of the CD collectively need to find a way out to overcome the existing deadlock on substantive work within the CD and intensify consultations on core issues. For my delegation, nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation, prevention of an arms race in outer space, and addressing the challenges and concerns raised by lethal autonomous weapons systems are particularly important. As an active partner of the Global Disarmament Fora, Sri Lanka manifested its unwavering commitment to nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation by its ratification of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty and our accession to the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons in 2023. Moreover, Sri Lanka co-sponsored the new resolution on lethal and autonomous weapons systems that was adopted at the 78th UNGA. We believe that the long-standing agenda item of the CD on new types of weapons of mass destruction needs to be intensively focused on emerging technologies, including the broader and significant impact of AI in arms control. In the present backdrop of technological advancements, Sri Lanka is deeply concerned of the legal, ethical, and moral consequences of weapon systems that have no human control. Sri Lanka will continue its consistent position of supporting and promoting negotiation of a legally binding instrument on lethal and autonomous weapon systems. Sri Lanka has been actively engaging in multilateral efforts for the prevention of an arms race in outer space over many decades, since becoming a signatory to the Outer Space Treaty in 1967. Significantly, Sri Lanka proposed a moratorium on the testing and development of space weapons preceding multilateral negotiations on a treaty to prohibit all weapons in space in 1985. Furthermore, Sri Lanka has been co-presenting together with Egypt the UNGA First Committee Resolution on Prevention of an Arms Race in Outer Space in keeping with our long-standing and principled position on this subject and the promotion of peaceful uses of outer space. Sri Lanka will continue to support the negotiation of a legally binding instrument and the need for effective measures for verification to prevent an arms race in outer space. Sri Lanka recognizes the common interest of humankind in the exploration and use of outer space for peaceful purposes without discrimination and remains deeply concerned on the evolving threats to outer space peace due to the emerging space technologies. Mr. President, my delegation is mindful of the enormous challenges before you, particularly at a time of serious threats to international peace and security, including a nuclear threat. We are at a crucial juncture of finding durable solutions to challenges to global security architecture amidst geopolitical tensions. In this context, the relevance of this forum and the need for our collective efforts to achieve common ground becomes all the more significant. Sri Lanka remains committed to contributing to the work of the CD in realizing these common goals. We believe that the role and mandate of the Conference on Disarmament should be strengthened and its substantive work resumed without further delay with the collective commitment of all member states. Mr. President, in your opening statement, you conveyed a positive feeling of compromise and understanding and expressed confidence in being able to broaden the convergences and narrow the divergences in the CD. My delegation wishes to assure you of our fullest cooperation and support, and we wish you success in your deliberations for a fruitful outcome. We are confident of your skill and ability to navigate the challenges ahead and guiding the work of this forum. In closing, let me also take this opportunity to extend a warm welcome to colleagues from Pakistan, Japan, Malaysia, Finland, Norway, and Ireland who have joined us in the CD. I thank you, Mr. President.